I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says Israeli airstrikes killed more than 700 people yesterday. It's the highest 24-hour death toll since October 7, when Hamas militants slaughtered more than 1,300 Jewish civilians. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, says
we should never be thrilled, never be celebrating the loss of human life, because it's a life that's lost without having the opportunity to come to true repentance, true understanding of who God is through Jesus Christ and what he did for us.
Pray for an immediate end to the war.
There are believers in Jesus Christ. There are established churches on both sides of this conflict and have been for centuries. The church on both sides, I believe, would advocate for nonviolence, to not escalate the situation.
And in the Western world, professional development often involves a series of online courses you take to earn credit, or you might attend workshops at an industry conference. This approach doesn't work for Christian leaders in the Middle East North Africa region. Fadi Sharaya with MENA Leadership Center says
the target group are more of community people. They would love to work, learn, live in communities.
MENA Leadership Center trains and equips Christian leaders so they can do more of the good works God's laid upon their hearts. Heavy persecution throughout the MENA region already presents problems for Christian leaders. Will you remove one obstacle by connecting these believers with the training they need?
By supporting us, you're supporting the work of the Holy Spirit in the MENA, accelerating the gospel and building the capacity of Christian leaders working in the Middle East and North Africa.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.